Oregon's unique physician-assisted suicide law has survived a legal challenge. A federal appeals court in San Francisco today overruled a policy directive by Attorney General John Ashcroft. That directive would have effectively blocked Oregon's law, which allows doctors to prescribe lethal prescriptions of drugs to terminally ill patients. Colin Fogarty joins us now from Oregon Public Broadcasting. And, Colin, what was the rationale first behind Attorney General Ashcroft's directive?
Well, the Ashcroft directive was issued in November of 2001, and what he essentially said was that the Federal Controlled Substances Act, which is a 30-year-old law that bars doctors from prescribing drugs to patients for recreational purposes and the like, what he said was that the Federal Controlled Substances Act only limits prescription drugs to legitimate medical practices. And what he said is that physician-assisted suicide, a practice taboo for 2,000 years of medicine, is not considered a legitimate medical practice and therefore violates the Controlled Substances Act.
And what did the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals say to that?
Well, essentially they said that the Controlled Substances Act doesn't say that, and it was fairly limited to that. And what the Ninth Circuit said and what a lower court had earlier also said was that Ashcroft overstepped his authority for three reasons. First, the federal government may not exercise control over an area of law traditionally reserved for states, and states usually regulate medicine and medical decisions like this. And in order for the attorney general to have authority over that, Congress would have to give it to him. Secondly, the court said that the Controlled Substances Act pertains only to drug abuse and drug abuse prevention, and does not deal with medical practice. And the third reason is that Ashcroft overstepped his specific statutory authority. In other words, if this decision was going to be made at all, it should have been made by the Health and Human Services agency of the federal government, and not the Department of Justice.
And what were the reactions from the parties to this suit to today's ruling by the appeals court?
Well, fairly predictable. The pro-assisted suicide people were elated and called this a slam dunk, and said that the court essentially agreed with everything that they've been arguing on this issue. I mean, I think perhaps they wanted the court to go a step further and declare a right to assisted suicide, but that was never really in the cards here. And what the court did was sided with them with full force. The anti-assisted suicide people, of course, are very upset and want the federal government to appeal this to the Supreme Court or back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Tell us a bit about the Oregon Death with Dignity Act, which has been in place for 6 years. How many people have actually used the law?
Well, about officially, according to the state report on this issue issued last month, 171 people have used the law to end their lives. To qualify, you have to be terminally ill, diagnosed with 6 months to live. A physician has to certify that you're mentally competent. If there's any doubt about that, then the physician has to refer you to a counselor or to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. There's a 15-day waiting period, and then after that, the doctor prescribes a lethal dose of drugs, and then you can take that at any point. The problems, if there have been, what advocates say is that there have been no problems, that this law has been a model. It's not led to a rash of physician-assisted suicide. People haven't moved here to commit physician-assisted suicide. But there are people who argue that there have been some patients who have been depressed, perhaps with alcohol problems, who have been allowed to commit suicide under the law.
But under the law, is this a matter between the patient who fits that pretty rigorous description and a doctor or a psychologist, or are the courts at all involved in invoking and using the law?
It is strictly between the doctor and the patient. The State Department of Human Services takes a survey every year to take statistics, but other than that, the courts are not involved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Reporter Colin Fogarty from Oregon Public Broadcasting.